Okay.
Perfect. Now she won't yell at us. Otherwise, we get an automated message that says, you've been kicked from this call, and I don't like her. And I'm going to send you another text. Again, just informational. If you want to look at it, fine. If you don't want to, no worries. It's information on how the call tracking works. And then,
I'm sure I will, want to do some of that. But right now, it's not as big of a deal.
You bet. No problem. Oh, and then you've got, let me see if your hours are on your Google Business profile already. Okay, nope. What would you like to show for your hours of operation, Ivan?
I don't care because, I mean, I'll return calls at night and all that, but, I mean, what would you suggest? It's not a retail location, so.
Yeah, I would do something just normal, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, 9 to 5, something like that. Then you're free to not answer. I mean, if you're out playing with the grandkids at, 10 o'clock's a little late, I guess, for grandkids, 7 o'clock at night, and you don't want to answer that call, then you don't have to. But if you're sitting around watching reruns of Seinfeld and a call comes in, and yeah, I'll take that one. Then people are
But it's going to be coming through regular calls, and I'm assuming a lot of this will be mm-hmm. traffic that I'm getting from my website where it says contact yeah. us, and they'll fill out a form, right?
Yep, or they'll come from your Google Business profile, either or. And in that case, they'll just click right on your phone number, and they call you right from their phones. They just click your number, and it auto-dials.
I would rather them contact me, or contact us via, email or whatever, and then if it's like on the weekend, I could call them back and, whatever type thing.
Okay. I would recommend not doing an email contact form because you'll lose leads that way. What I would do, if it were me, is I would let those calls that are outside of hours or whatever, you're even in the shower, doesn't matter, just let them go to voicemail and let them leave a message and then call them back. You stand a better chance.
Okay. But some will still go to the website and use the contact form, right?
Oh, yep. You bet.
Okay. All right. So as long as they don't take that ability away, that's fine.
So, right, do you want to say 8 to 5?
I'd say 8 to 5 is fine.
All right. And we'll say Monday through Friday. That gives you then the option. You can do weekends if you want to or
right.
not.
Right.
Oh, gosh, Ivan, I almost forgot. So there's an email that I sent to you. Oh, let's see. The subject line is local/CIE. If you could grab that one for me, please. It's a calendar invitation. I'll have you hit the yes button when you find that one. That'll reserve your slot for tomorrow.
Reply yes.
Perfect.
Oh, man. It's wanting me to sign in and all that. I ain't got to do all that.
See,
I don't have Google Calendar. I've got an Apple phone, and so.
That's okay. You might want you to sign in. Okay, let me make them a little note here. So I'm gonna tell them that you are confirmed. Wait a time. And here we go. Perfect.
All right. I think I am signed in. It's just the screen is a little read it. So what I need to do now, I don't need to put
it
on my calendar.
Perfect. It actually
so I don't
update.
Need to do anything else.
No, sir. You can delete that message.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank
all
you,
right.
Ivan. And then on your website, now there's no additional charge for this, but would you like the ability to send people to your website to pay you? So, for example, if you use Cash App or Zelle or PayPal, I think there are about 6 or 8 different platforms that we support. Is that something you're interested in?
We'd have to get my wife involved, you know, with that in terms. She does all the, you know, receipts, stuff like that. Okay. So, I mean, I know we take credit cards. I don't know. I mean, if we need to establish some of this other stuff, maybe we need to, but I don't, you know, I've never had anybody. I mean, when you're doing $20,000-$30,000 worth of work, you know, typically.
Yeah. They're not paying you by credit card.
Well, yeah. Sometimes they do, but they're not going to do a pay app, I wouldn't think.
Oh, true. That's true. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to put it as a maybe, and then if you guys decide you want it, even later on down the road, it's something that we can add later to.
Okay. All right.
That sounds good. And then I want to set up your it's a security challenge and answer, so a security question. The reason we set this system up, you probably received calls, and you'll probably receive others. You may also get calls from places like Yelp or MapQuest and other places. They may tell you that you need to buy a subscription in order for your website to do blah, 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 whatever their offer is. I don't know. But a couple of things I want you to know. We never call you asking for more money. So if somebody's calling you asking you for more money, it's not us. And you're free to accept or decline their offer as you see fit as a business person. But just know that your decision, either way, a yes or a no to those offers, is going to have zero effect on what we're doing. So
I got you.
You can purchase them, not purchase them, and everything I've told you is still going to hold true. So because it gets kind of confusing and muddy sometimes, what I would recommend is if you get a call like that, or even if you get a call from somebody saying they're from Local Splash, ask them the security question. If they can't give you the answer, it's not us. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended at all that you asked. So we've got 3 options. We can either do mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you prefer, Ivan?
Mother's maiden is fine.
All right. And what is that, please?
You like the whole name or?
Just your last name.
All right. It's B-A-U-G-H-A-M.
Boham? Or Bo, is that an N or an M on the end?
It's an M. B-A-U-G-H-A-M.
Boham. Got it. It's a pretty last name. Really, it is. It sounds like a name that's got ancestry, a lot of ancestry and history tied to it.
It's just a weird name.
Make sure I got that right. B-O-U-G-H-A-M.
No, B-A-U-G-H-A-M.
That would be the problem. Ha, got it. Wow, took me a couple tries. All right, perfect. And then I put that in the wrong spot. You said your company name is also on your credit card that you're using.
Yeah,
is that right, Ivan?
It's on there with my name, right.
Gotcha. And then is this Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for this.
You're going to hit it now for what, $298? Is that correct?
Correct.
And then when will it be hit after that? Once a month?
It'll be, once a month. So not again until December 1st. And it'll be that $199. And that's what it'll be. Yep. And I'm ready for the digits when you are. And just for security's sake, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I don't read it back to you. So if you just give it to me in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up.
4607.
Okay.
3065.
Okay.
7047.
Got it.
6606.
Perfect. And then what is the expiration, please, Ivan?
Expiration 12/25.
Okay. And then that three-digit security code, please.
190.
Thank you. I'll update that. And then I'll get this sent through, and then there's going to be another email on the way to you. Most of what you've got there, well, actually everything you've got so far is just informational. This one we'll have to do some clicks on when it comes through. Whoops, whoops, whoops. What did I just do? I was right. Let me check something. It didn't want to do your discount on there. There we go. Okay. So I'll have to fix that. It only sent it through for the $199, so I'll have to send the $99 through, but I'll have to have my finance gal do that. I goofed. So we'll get that other $99 sent. So right now it just charged $199. And then you do have another email on the way to you, actually two of them. The one we want is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
All right, I've got that. So you want me to hit click here?
Yes, please. And then I'm going to talk you through the clicks and the typing, and then I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll get through the clicks, and then I'll read. Did it take you to a new page? Should say terms of experience, I believe, at the top.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and then right under it, it'll ask you to type your name as it appears there. So capital letters in the right places.
What do you talking about? I certify that I'm the authorized holder.
Yes, that's the spot.
All right, I hit that. Now what? Hit sign.
Yep, and then it should take you to a login screen if we did it right.
All right, it's not. I'm hitting the sign error. It's not doing anything.
Okay. Did you put capital letters for first name, middle, and last?
Do you have to write your name first?
You should just have to type it just as it's shown. So, Ivan S.
I did Washburn. That.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. So, just hit confirm signature.
Yes.
See, all right, your name, Ivan S. Washburn, and I've typed my name in there, but it's, I didn't know if I'm supposed to sign it with my finger or something, but I hit confirm signature. It's not doing anything.
Okay, so there must be, you know what? Try taking your middle initial out once.
I did. See what it looks. I got it.
It worked.
It's working. I put a dot on it. It didn't have an S with a dot. It didn't have a dot where it was
written. That'll do it. That'll do it every time.
Your name and password. What's username and password?
So you can actually close out of that screen. That's where you'll log in for your dashboard and analytics area. And we'll get you that login tomorrow.
Okay, all right. So get out of that screen, too.
Yep, we will give that to you tomorrow.
All right, so you're saying just totally get rid of that. Okay, I've done that.
Yep.
So now what am I doing?
Now I get to read to you, and there are a couple places where I'll have to have you respond. So we'll do the voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the first name of the, excuse me, please state the name of the company as it should read on the first page of Google.
Tar Heel Landscape Enterprises Incorporated.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ivan S. Washburn, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
So, perfect. So things like if you add TikTok or whatever the next social media is, just to let us know so we can include it into your programming and make sure that everything still flows together. That's all that one is.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is a one-time $99 setup fee and your first month at $199. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue service for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Congratulations, Ivan. You are all set. Got you all set up. You're ready to go. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. This is going to do
you a whole lot.
I hope
you're excited for me.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you too. I think it's going to do good things to help your business grow and won't have to waste your money on lead fees anymore. Oi. Oi, oi. Those are nasty. Any last questions before I let you back to your day, Ivan?
I'm assuming that when they do the onboard call tomorrow, I'm assuming we're going to go into all this about contacting the lady to get y'all hosting the website so we save that money and all that kind of thing, right?
Yes. Yep. We'll cover that tomorrow as well. You got it.
I was going to see how much that's costing for email subscription services. All right. Looks like it's cost me about $70 a month.
Oh, wow.
So
that'll be a nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That'll save you a bunch of money. And then on top of whatever, I don't know, what has Angie's gotten you for in the last month and a half that you had mentioned you've been on there?
Yeah, Angie got me for, it was like $260, if I remember right, up front to get signed up. And then on top of that, they're getting me for leads. And, of course, they credited me for some because I showed my tail so much. But it's taking up so much of my time, it's unbelievable. And see, when I click to, what do you call it, dispute a lead because it's something that had nothing to do with it, that automatically denied. So unless you call customer service and argue with them, that's the way they make money. They know people get tired of calling them.
Oh, sure.
No revenue. I've not had one single job. I think I've got a good chance at one. But all the money that I've spent on Angie, I probably spent $500 on it, and I may end up with a $10,000 or $11,000 job out of it, but that's just too big a percentage. I can't do that.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Well, and they were adding another program. I don't know if it ever came through or not, but where they would line up the job for you and you paid them a percentage of the job. They offered that to us when we were doing construction. I went, holy.
Well, I mean, they're not experts in any of these things, and they're trying.
No.
They do not allow, there's no, you can't differentiate what you want to do. You've got the broad categories that they offer, and you either go with that or nothing. They won't let you sub out, you know, and they don't understand, like, you know, like landscaping for home. That could be anything from, can you cut my grass because my daughter's coming this weekend, I don't have time.
Right.
You know, and I haven't had anything where it says for business. I've not had one single business call me because nobody's going to go to Angie at a business. They're going to Google if they don't already have a contact. They're going to Google.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Now you're going to be sitting in a good spot, Ivan. All right, hon. Well, I better let you back to your. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I better let you back to your day. You probably need to go check on your guys, I'll bet.
Probably. All right, so we'll call tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir, we will. I will call you at 1 o'clock.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
All right.
Have a great day.
You're very welcome. You too. Thanks, Ivan. Bye-bye.